It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm buddy Spencer Smith with you here for the Marauders pregame show. Well, this is the finale of the first half here of the Florida State League season, and given that these two teams are nowhere near first place, and first place has in fact been clinched as of last week, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles took those honors against the Marauders last week. There is nothing at stake in this final game of the first half. However, these two teams will have a clean slate of sorts to begin this tomorrow evening, so the Marauders and the Blue Jays are going to try and duke it out here to finish the first half strong and then get going on a good foot in the second half of the Florida State League season. Marauders will send right-hander Po Yu Chen to the mound tonight against right-hander Connor Cook for the Blue Jays. Both men have taken some interesting roads into their professional careers. We'll get into that a little bit later. First, we will step aside, and when we come back, a quick trip around the Pirates organization and a look at what the other affiliates are up to throughout the Pirates system. That's coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The 2022 season is in full swing.
Marauders pregame show continues at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. A quick trip through the Pirates minor league system tonight. The Marauders, as well as the other full season affiliates, are all in action. Neither of the other affiliates' games have gotten underway just yet. High A Greensboro tonight will face the Asheville Tourists of the Nationals organization. That game gets underway at 6:30, as does from a Marauders right-hander, that is, Nick Garcia, will give the starting off for the High A Grasshoppers in that game. Another former Marauder nod there from last night's game. Greensboro getting a six-inning shutout performance by right-hander Justin Mice in his third High A start. Mice struck out eight, gave up only three hits in last night's 9-2 Greensboro win over Asheville. Hudson Head, Dario Lopez, Andy Rodriguez all figuring prominently into the offensive effort for the Grasshoppers in that game. Double-A Altoona last night with a 5-4 loss in walk-off fashion to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the Blue Jays affiliate. And coincidentally, former Dunedin Blue Jay from last season, Orelvis Martinez, with a walk-off sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning in that game. Former Marauder Luis Ortiz struck out 7 over 5 innings of work, and former Marauder Lolo Sanchez went 3-for-4 with a double in last night's Altoona loss. The Curve go right back at it tonight in New Hampshire with a 7.05 p.m. first pitch as they send right-hander Carmen Majinski to the mound. Finally, we rounded out with AAA Indianapolis, a 2-0 shutout victory for the Indy Indians last night over the Memphis Redbirds, the Cardinals' AAA squad. Osvaldo Beto, former Marauders right-hander, 4 scoreless innings, struck out 4 and gave up only 1 hit. And Josh Bissonnette accounted for the only Indy runs in that game, a 2-run double in the 5th inning, providing the decisive blow. Tonight, the Indians continue their series against Memphis with right-hander Cody Bolton taking the mound for AAA. There's your look throughout the Pirates minor league system this evening. We'll step aside again, and when we come back, we'll introduce both teams' starting lineups to you before tonight's game here in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders, who have a record of 29-35 this season. And here's how they line up for manager Jonathan Johnson. Second baseman Mike Jarvis leads off, with center fielder Jace Bowen batting second. Bowen still has that hitting streak going. He has hit safely in 8 straight games, matching his season high. Shortstop Sungjae Cheng bats third. He's sporting a .252 batting average and is looking to come back stronger after his time on the injured list. First baseman Jace Bowen bats cleanup. Catcher Grant Cook bats fifth. DH Rodolfo Nolasco bats sixth after getting the day off yesterday. Left fielder Josiah Dixon bats seventh. He had a 3-for-4 game yesterday. Third baseman Norquis Marcos hits eighth. And right fielder Randy Romero, also with a 3-hit game yesterday, bats ninth for the Marauders, who send right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the hill. 5.06 ERA on the season for Chen to go with a 1.27 whip. Strikeout numbers are good. 59 punch-outs over 48 innings of work. 20 walks, not bad. He's also done a pretty good job keeping the ball in the ballpark. He's given up only 3 home runs in his 11 starts this season. For the Blue Jays, a record of 27-38, here is how they line up for manager Donnie Murphy. Center fielder Desan Brown leads off after having the day off yesterday. Left fielder Glenn Santiago bats second. The DH, Reiner Nunez, bats third. Team leader and league leader with 13 home runs and 49 runs batted in. Right fielder Adriel Sotolongo, another power threat, bats cleanup. First baseman Jomer Hernandez, catcher by trade, going to play over at first base tonight. He bats fifth. Third baseman top prospect Riquelbin De Castro bats seventh. Catcher Juan Gonzalez bats eighth. And second baseman Jose Rivas bats ninth for the Blue Jays. Who's sent to the mound tonight? Louisiana native right-hander Connor Cook. 10th round pick by the Blue Jays last season out of University of Louisiana Lafayette. Cook, some interesting numbers on the season as he has been bouncing back and forth between the starting rotation and a piggyback roll out of the bullpen. 4.91 ERA, but a solid 1.15 whip. And that's who the Blue Jays send out. Back next with first pitch. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooper. Priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous, because when you talk, they hear you.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacon Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes for show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you once again as we get ready for first pitch between the Marauders and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Game 3 of a 6-game series and the final game of the first half of the Florida State League season. As mentioned on the pregame show, nothing at stake between these two teams. The first division champ for the West Division has already been decided. It is those Fort Myers Mighty Muscles who, in fact, clinched against the Marauders last Wednesday. And so as we wrap up the first half, Marauders look to finish the half strong and look for their third straight win, a mark that they have not reached in quite some time. Marauders last won 3 games in a row, coincidentally against these Blue Jays, back at home at Leacom Park in late April. The team has struggled putting together winning streaks over this first half of the summer, and they look to start reversing course here in the third game of the series. Right-hander Connor Cook, native of the state of Louisiana, is making his warm-up tosses out on the mound here in Dunedin. Comes from Sulphur, Louisiana, southwestern part of the state near the Texas border, and was a 10th round pick of the Blue Jays last year. Selected out of University of Louisiana at Lafayette, where he served in multiple roles. He was a starter, reliever. He was briefly a closing pitcher. Even saw some time in the outfield for the Raging Cajuns. And as the righty completes his warm-up tosses, where's the blue number 2 on the back of the white jersey? Here comes number 7 for the Marauders, Mike Jarvis. Only a handful of starts in the leadoff spot this year for Jarvis, which he anchored down regularly during his San Diego State days. So familiar territory for Jarvis, batting in the leadoff slot for just the 9th time this season. Jarvis is settled. And Connor Cook faces home plate with his left hip. Simple lift side under the hands, that's how we get started. Ball 1, delivered here at 6:31 p.m. 89 degrees, mostly cloudy here in Dunedin. Those clouds, just like yesterday, coming and going from in front of the sun. Here's Cook with the 1-0. Jarvis swings and pops it up, third base side. This is headed out of play. Count is 1-1. The Marauders yesterday in their 11 a.m. starts. 4-2 win over the Blue Jays. Back-to-back victories. Bradenton now 9-2 against Dunedin this season. Cook sets. He's showing the high blue sox. And the 1-1. Slider almost backs itself over the inside corner. Just missed, though. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Chad Westlake, the plate umpire. Trey Ward on the bases. Here on this Thursday, it is the challenge system being utilized. 2-1 coming. Fastball swung on, drilled on a high liner to center field. Brown back, reaches up and makes the catch. Rasan Brown, one of the finest defensive outfielders in the league. And so Mike Jarvis lines out to center. We meet the Blue Jays defense now. Outfield left to right consists of Glenn Santiago, Desan Brown, and Adriel Sotolongo. On the infield, it is the third baseman Angel Del Rosario. Shortstop is Raquel Bean DeCastro. Second baseman Jose Rivas. The first baseman is Jomar Hernandez. And catching tonight is Juan Gonzalez. One out, nobody on for the Marauders. Jace Bowen steps in. Hitless, or rather has a hit each of his last 8 games. Goes after the first pitch here and fouls it back. Digging deeper, Bowen now hitting safely in 16 of his last 17 games, batting 381 during that period. Righty batter with the open stance gets the 0-1 from Cook and swings and blasts this one deep to left center. Brown on his horse. He's back and it's over his head. It bounces to the base of the wall. Bowen into second base and he stops right there with a one-out double. Jace Bowen does not stop hitting, folks. A 9-game hit streak, a new season best.
Number 5, Sungchae Chang.
So a night in which the Marauders not only looking for a third consecutive win, something they have not done in 2 months, also looking to assure themselves at the very least of a series split here in Dunedin. Give them themselves a chance to win the series here this week. Off to a hot start here. Sungchae Chang will step to the plate. Bowen leading off second base. Shortstop to Castro right behind him. Tapping glove. The pitch to Chang is a backdoor breaking ball in there for a strike. A little bit of a risky spot there. Caught quite a bit of the zone. Chang swinging that graphite bat, resting it on his left shoulder as he waits for Cook, who steps off the rubber. Bowen on second base with one away. Cook takes a look that way. Now the pitch to Chang. This breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. Mentioned Cook, a product of the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Some notable baseball alumni from that program include Ron Guidry, Yankees great, and former Blue Jays lefty reliever B.J. Ryan, successful Major League reliever for many years. The 1-1 pitch. Chang swings and bounces it foul. After that pitch, it looked like it was about to hit him, tried to turn on the breaking ball. Connor Cook, not highly recruited in high school, was primarily a position player at Sulphur High School in Louisiana. And suddenly had to transition to a D1 pitcher when his collegiate career began. Not an easy road. 1-2 pitch. Chang swings and fights it off foul on a liner down the left field line. To his credit, though, Cook has overcome a number of obstacles, and he has put together some respectable numbers here in 22. ERA up at 4.91. Has a good-looking whip of 1.15, though. 45 strikeouts in 33 innings. The 1-2. Chang swings and misses. Strike 3. Looked like a changeup from Cook. 2 outs. Bowen's still on second.
Brendan Dixon.
And here's Brendan Dixon. Still one of the leading RBI men on this team. Dixon, third on the club with 22 runs batted in. Looking to bring Bowen home for the first run of the game. Cook deals. Bowen shuffles off second base, and the breaking ball to Dixon drops low. Dixon still proving reliable with men in scoring position, hitting .310 in such spots. Catcher Gonzalez sets up low. The pitch comes, and it's a breaking ball way outside. Cook turning his back to home plate after the delivery. Not happy with the results. Now Dixon will look something for something to hit on 2-0. Varying textures and sizes of clouds up overhead. Some white, some gray. Plenty of peaks of blue sky in between. Relatively quiet Thursday here at the ballpark. The 2-0 pitch. Dixon looks at a high strike in the inner half. Looks like Dixon talking to plate umpire Chad Westlake. Maybe asking him about... at about as far high as the strike zone will go tonight. He appears to say yes. A look back at second by Cook. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Dixon lays off low for ball 3. On deck for the Marauders, Grant Cook. Last saw him on Tuesday night, went 1-for-3 with a walk. Here's Cook from the first base side of the rubber. Sets, deals a 3-1. Dixon takes a breaking ball low for ball 4. Marauders now with 2 on the base paths. And Grant Cook will get the opportunity to drive home at least one.
Catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
Grant Cook, his last 3 games going fairly well. He's hit safely in 3 straight games. First and second with 2 gone, righty on righty matchup. Here's Cook with the first pitch, or rather, Yeah, Cook to Cook, I guess it is. First pitch is strike. Both names spelled differently, though. Grant Cook, last name spelled K-O-C-H. Right-hander on the mound, last name spelled C-O-O-K-E. Time called. Juan Gonzalez out to the mound. Second baseman Rivas will join the conversation. And an early visit to the mound here also by pitching coach Drew Hayes. And I believe that is the team trainer coming out for Dunedin. That's not a good sign. Dunedin athletic trainer coming out onto the mound there, joining the meeting. And looks like Cook's going to be okay after all. So whatever that brief scare may have been, looks like Cook will be able to continue. Not sure what that was. Everyone settles back into their positions. Chase Bowen, the runner on second base. Brendan Dixon on first. Grant Cook at the plate. Connor Cook on the mound. Here's the 0-1. Pitch is high and inside, and that clips Cook. Ball still makes it into the catcher's mitt, but you could hear that extra tick, and that got Cook right around the belt. So he'll head down to first base on the hip-high pitch, and that loads the bases for the Marauders.
Designated hitter, number 15, Rodolfo Velasco.
And now will Rodolfo Velasco be able to get the job done? He's shown the power this season, tied for second on the team with 5 home runs. Runners in scoring position, Velasco hitting .254. With bases full, 2 outs, here's the pitch. Velasco takes a first pitch slider outside, a good eye. Earlier this season, Velasco very well may have been tempted to go for that one. He'll still chase now and then. He has cut down substantially, though, on his chases. On pitches out of the zone. Here's the 1-0 from Kai over the plate. Strike one. .199 batting average on the year for Velasco. .328 slugging percentage. Decent compared to that batting average. Here comes the 1-1 from the righty. Velasco takes upstairs on a fastball for ball two. Pitch mix for Connor Cook. Sinker, four-seam fastball, slider and changeup. Once in a blue moon, he'll throw a curveball. Count is 2-1 with the bases full for Bradenton. Here's the pitch from Cook. A breaking ball swung on, popped out of play behind home plate. Marauders need to seize this opportunity here in the first inning. Bases loaded with 2 outs. All 3 men take their leads. Bowen off of third, Dixon off of second, Cook off of first base. And now Connor Cook disengages from the rubber. Slow moving top of the first inning. Rodolfo Velasco, 6th man to the plate here for the Marauders. Catcher Gonzalez setting up inside, now low. The 2-2 breaking ball swung on, tapped foul, bouncing toward the Marauders' dugout. We'll do it again with pitch number 6. Pitch count riding high here in this first inning from Connor Cook. Next one will be number 24. Here's the set. Ryaner kicks and tosses. Velasco swings and lines one down the left field line. Fair ball, base hit into the corner. Bowen scores from third. Dixon right behind him. Being waved home is Grant Cook. Relay throw to the plate is in time to get Cook. It arrives on a bounce and the plate was blocked. And so it's a 2-run double that finishes off the inning by Rodolfo Velasco. The Marauders with a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the first inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time to turn it over to our host for the
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
With his signature royal blue glove in tow, right-hander Po Yu Chen delivers a first-pitch fastball strike for the Marauders to Blue Jays center fielder Desan Brown. Marauders lead 2-0 early on here in Dunedin on a Rodolfo Nolasco two-run double. Next pitch to Brown, cut on it, missed for strike two. Good breaking ball from Chen. 12th start of the season, 22nd of his career. Gets the signal from Cook. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and driven foul out of play down the right field line. Marauders loaded the bases in the top of the first and a two-run double lined down the left field line by Rodolfo Nolasco, giving the Marauders this early lead. Po Yu Chen with some immediate run support. Here comes his 0-2 again, swinging another ball drilled foul. Right field line. Desan Brown batting 260, two home runs and five runs batted in, just activated off the injured list for the Jays on Tuesday. 0-2 once more. Low and outside. Spiked into the dirt. Outstanding spin rates on each of the pitches in Po Yu Chen's arsenal. Brings out fastball, changeup, curveball, occasional slider. Desan Brown with a slightly crouching open stance from the right side, waiting for the Chen 1-2 offering. Here it is from the right-hander. Breaking ball swung on, tapped foul. And we will do it again. Long look in by Chen, getting the signal from Cook. Ready. The leg kick and the 1-2. Taken low for ball two. Desan Brown has a pretty good eye. 20 games played. He's worked 8 walks. .352 on base percentage. Chen stepping off the rubber, and I believe we have a pitch clock violation. Yeah, Chen has been called for an automatic ball. So the count moves to full on Desan Brown. Chen ready. Payoff pitch. Brown swings and pops it up. Shallow left center field. Shortstop Chang after it. Second baseman Jarvis out. Center fielder Bowen in now. And Bowen secures it with a two-handed catch. Well done on the communication there by the Marauders. Let's meet the in the outfield from left to right. It's Josiah Dixon, Jace Bowen, Randy Romero. On the infield, Norquis Marcos is playing third base. Sung Chae Chang at short, Mike Jarvis at second, Brendan Dixon at first base, and Grant Cook behind the plate. One out, base is empty. Here's Glenn Santiago. First pitch taking a fastball strike. Marauders leading 2-0. Here's the 0-1. Santiago swings and it's a bouncing ball to short. Chang has it on a chest-high bounce. Quick throw to first. In time, a low throw, but a good stretch by Dixon takes care of it. And Santiago losing his helmet as he steps on first base.
Designated hitter, he is thrown out. 37, Reiner Nunez.
Here's Reiner Nunez. Slugger from La Romana in the Dominican Republic, tied for the Florida State League lead with 13 home runs, outright leader with 49 RBI. The pitch, Nunez takes low. .310 batting average for Nunez, 852 OPS. Not one to draw very many walks, at least not so far in his career. The 1-0. Take in just below the knees, ball two. Chen cocking his head to his side a little bit. Not liking the no call. Ryaner nods to the signal. Now the 2-0. Nunez swings and socks one in the air to right field. Coming in, Randy Romero running, slides, and he knocks it down on a short hop. Nunez, a slight turnaround first, but stops right there. Content with a bloop single. Randy Romero, a nice effort in right field, but came up a little short on the slide.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Soto Longo.
Here's Adriel Soto Longo. Got off to a hot start this season in the power department. He has cooled off considerably, though. Only three home runs in the year now. Pitch by Chen. Soto Longo swings and skies one way up down the third base line. Third baseman Marcos into foul territory. Yells that he's got it. Makes the catch in foul ground, and the inning is over. So the two-out bloop single goes for naught. It's 2-0 Marauders heading to the second here in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repair, inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders 2, Blue Jays nothing here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. And Josiah Dixon leads off the second inning for the Marauders. Right-hander, Louisiana native Connor Cook goes back to the mound. Kicks his leg and deals the first pitch to Dixon, who swings and lifts one in the air down the right field line. Not hit deep and over and coming up short. Right fielder Soto Longo. Foul ball makes it strike one on Josiah Dixon. Riverside, California native, went to Orange Lutheran High School in Orange County, California. A little bit of a drive away from his hometown. Soto Longo being given an extra minute or two out in right field. Josiah Dixon, right along with Randy Romero, a three-hit game yesterday. So nice production from the bottom of the order yesterday for the Marauders. Three hits each for Romero, who hit eighth yesterday, and three hits for Dixon, who hit ninth in yesterday's contest. The 0-1 from Cook. Dixon checks his swing at a slider that's in there for a strike anyway. Some good lateral movement on the slider from Connor Cook. Right-hander rests the black glove on his left hip, now brings his hands together at the belt. Kicks and deals the 0-2. Slider again low and outside. Didn't like that result. Staring off into space after releasing that ball. Two-run double in the first by Rodolfo Nolasco, counting for the game's first two runs. Cook exclusively from the stretch. Comes to Dixon with the 1-2. Slider swung on and missed for strike three. Second strikeout picked up by Cook tonight. That brings up Norquis Marcos.
Third baseman, number 23, Norquis Marcos.
We made brief mention of former Major League lefty reliever B.J. Ryan. Many successful years with the Blue Jays and before that with the Orioles. as one of the prominent baseball alumni of the baseball program at University of Louisiana Lafayette, where Connor Cook attended. First pitch to Norquise Marcos, a fastball strike. Turns out that B.J. Ryan is the pitching coach at UL Lafayette. So familiar face, familiar name in that baseball program there. The 0-1 pitch to Marcos, right-handed batter, swings to the next one and misses badly. Strike two. Norquise Marcos, a 21-year-old from Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Pirates in 2017. Bat held close to his right cheek. He gets the 0-2, swings through his slider and misses. He chased it way off the plate for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs here in the second for Cook. Randy Romero will try his luck here, and now timeout called. Pitching coach Drew Hayes is Blue Jays also out here. This is the second time that he's been out there, and Cook is looking somewhat out of sorts. This is not a great sign. Cook looking a little bit frustrated, a little uncomfortable. Not sure if he's ailing or feeling under the weather or what the situation may be, but that is going to be it for Connor Cook. So unfortunately, an early exit for Connor Cook, apparently injured here for Dunedin. He'll walk off the mound, and the Blue Jays are going to have to make an emergency move to the bullpen. So Donnie Murphy is going to have to make a last-minute selection here. We'll see who comes out of the bullpen. We will step aside, and when we come back, 2 outs, bases empty for the Marauders here. The second with a new pitcher coming in for the Jays. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back at TD Ballpark, where the new pitcher for the Blue Jays is right-hander Julian Valdez, right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He replaces the apparently injured right-hander Connor Cook, who is looking good. Struck out the first two batters here in the second inning, but the athletic trainer for the Blue Jays came out and took a look at him, talked with him for a bit, and Cook was looking a little bit flustered, frustrated, and out of sorts, uncomfortable for sure. And so given that Julian Valdez is replacing an injured pitcher here on late notice here, Valdez being given plenty of extra time to get loose. So our has thoughts and hopes for the right-hander Cook, hoping that his injury isn't too severe, whatever it may be. And we get a look at the numbers on the right-hander Julian Valdez. It has been a roller coaster of a season, to say the least. 13 relief appearances for right-hander Valdez, 10.29 ERA, 2.14 whip. Opponents, and in those 21 total innings he has thrown, he has struck out 24. He has also walked 20. Looking at an Oliver Mateo 2021 type here. So the right-hander who evidently brings some nasty, nasty stuff to the mound, really struggles to harness it sometimes, and also appears that when he's made mistakes, he's been fairly hittable. So as he continues his warm-up tosses, Marauders are going to be sending up right fielder, Randy Romero, as this top of the second inning will continue. And for those just joining us, the Marauders are leading 2-0 on a Rodolfo Nolasco RBI double from back in the first inning. Valdez appears to be ready to go. Journeys around the back of the mound, etching some initials or some designs into the dirt behind the rubber. Knocking his hand and his wrists and his forearms on the rosin bag. Getting all situated. Randy Romero digs in. He's facing a little pitcher-batter tunnel shade and sunshine transition. Home plate covered in shade. The mound still splashed in sunlight. Romero, his first plate appearance of the evening. Valdez from the stretch deals the first pitch of his evening, and a fastball is in for strike one. Final line for Connor Cook. Two runs allowed on two hits over an inning and two-thirds. Walked one, struck out three. 0-1 to Romero. Fastball's a little high and outside. And what was probably most puzzling there for Cook is that from our vantage point, everything looked to be okay from a results standpoint. Usually, when a pitcher is hurting mid-game, the pitch goes totally awry. Next pitch to Romero misses just outside on a slider for ball two. Oftentimes, when a pitcher is injured, you'll see that pitch bounce about halfway to home plate. Maybe you'll see it go flying to the backstop. It was a good two-strike slider. They got a swinging strike, though. Next pitch to Romero, chopped foul, third baseline. And, of course, not claiming to bat better than he does, of course, but a little bit different from the norm in that type of situation. Romero awaits a 2-2. Valdez lifts his leg and delivers. Breaking ball swung on, popped up. Shallow right center field. Second baseman Rivas out, backpedaling, waves his arms, makes the call and the two-handed catch. And the inning is over. The Marauders go in order here in the second. We head to the bottom half. Marauders 2, Blue Jays nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We move to the bottom of the second inning. The Marauders leading the Blue Jays 2-0. And here's Poyu Chen with his first pitch to Jummer Hernandez. Swung on, popped foul down the first baseline. And heading out to the parking lot. Jummer Hernandez, a catcher by trade for the Blue Jays. Anchoring down first base tonight for Dunedin. Hitting 302 in 16 games. The 0-1 pitch swings through that pitch by Chen. No balls and two strikes. Blue Jays sent four men to the plate in their first inning. Got a two-out bloop single from Reiner Nunez. Nothing more. Chen with the 0-2. Hernandez takes in the dirt. So Hernandez making the most of his playing time that he's been given this season. 16 games, again, hitting 302. Still looking for that first home run. He's driven in a pair of runs. The 1-2. Breaking ball rides high and inside, and that clips Hernandez. You could hear it, and you could see in the reaction from Hernandez. He heads down to first on the leadoff hit by pitch.
Third baseman, number 4, Angel De Rosario.
Angel De Rosario next up. Get some signals from his skipper, Donnie Murphy, down the third base line. Righty on righty, the pitch by Chen. Fastball too high. Del Rosario with a batting average right at the Mendoza line, hitting 200 in 29 games, 11 RBI. Now the 1-0. Fastball over, but a bit low. Ball two. Clouds have moved in front of the sun again. Playing field completely covered in shade at the moment. The 2-0. Fastball swung on it, foul tipped into Cook's mitt. Big swing there by Del Rosario. Tying run at the plate for the Blue Jays here in this one is low for ball three. Not a bad spot for that pitch. Just not getting Del Rosario to chase. Sun peeking out again, splashing onto the infield and over the mound. 3-1 pitch is swung on, foul back. These teams are wrapping up the first half of the Florida State League season tonight. 66 games about to be finished. 66 left to go in the regular season. Hard to believe we've come this far already. 3-2, swung on, bounced to third. Charging Marcos, he goes to second for one. Jarvis will have no play at first, so he wisely hangs on to that ball. Marauders settle for only the lead runner, 5-4 on the putout.
Shortstop, number 11, Kelvin DeCastro.
Runner on first base for the Blue Jays with one gone. Riquelme and DeCastro, who's been struggling with the bat this season, gets the first offering, and Chen paints the black on the outside corner. Strike one. DeCastro recently had a stint on the injured list. As a result, playing 24 games, as his team has played over 60 now. 0-1, swung on, lined up the middle, softly into center, and drops in for a base hit. Chase Bowen comes up with it cleanly, throws it in toward third, cut off by Cheng. And the Blue Jays are piecing together a threat here in the second. Now two aboard, only one out.
Catcher, number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Here comes Juan Gonzalez. Same name, different man, and no relation to the former longtime Major League outfielder. First and second with one away. Here's the pitch by Chen. Gonzalez takes a strike and nicely. Would like to get maybe a little more weaker contact here. Looks back at second. Now is 0-1. Fastball swung on, rolled to second. Could be two. Jarvis flips, too short for one. Chang to first. In time of 4-6-3 double play. Ends the inning and gets Chen out of a jam. We're through two here in Dunedin. The Marauders lead it 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Let's have another big hand for Paxton.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders leading 2-0 here in Dunedin. Mike Jarvis leads on for Bradenton here in the third inning. And a pitch by Julian Valdez, a fastball that misses inside apparently for ball one. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Mike Jarvis began the game, a hard line out to center. Valdez on an early relief tonight for the Blue Jays. The 1-0 pitch, fastball right down the middle that time for a strike. Marauders getting a two-run double down the left field line by Rodolfo Nolasco in the first inning. An injury in the second inning to Blue Jays starter Connor Cook. Julian Valdez, the man who came on in relief on short notice. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Makes it 2-1 on Jarvis. Mike has hit safely in three of his last four games. Valdez exclusively from the stretch, even with the bases empty. 2-1, fastball up in the zone for strike two. Blue Jays were putting together a threat in the bottom of the second. Bo Yuchen was able to wiggle his way out of it, though. Got a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Jarvis circling the bat over his right shoulder, waiting in that crouching right-handed stance. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, popped back this way. And that lands with a thump right on top of the roof here. Fluffy white clouds passing by over the outfield, moving right to left. 2-2 pitch again. Jarvis swings, and it's a bouncing ball back to the mound. Valdez, a little off balance, able to pick it up, though, and throw to first is just in time to get Jarvis running hard all the way. Valdez a little nonchalant with the throw. Still got him, though. One gone here in the third inning.
Center fielder, number two, Chase Bowen.
Valdez looked a little off balance on his follow-through that delivery. Looked a little awkward going after that bouncer at first. Nothing hurt, though, and it's one away for Jace Bowen, who doubled his first time, extending his hitting streak to a season-best 9 games. Pitch by Valdez, Bowen, swinger. This 9-game hit streak for Jace Bowen, second-longest hit streak by a Marauder this season. Jacob Gonzalez hit in 10 straight games back in April. The 0-1, breaking ball, misses inside, ricochets off the catcher's mask and his mitt. Bowen's circling the bat around, tapping it softly on his right shoulder. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on, bounced hard to the shortstop. Taken on the short hop by Riquelme DeCastro. Throw to first, sails a little bit, but the first baseman Hernandez comes down with a bag, with the ball onto the bag in time for the out, getting Bowen by a step. Riquelme DeCastro almost shortstop, rushing that throw a little bit. Knowing Bowen's speed, he still had some time, though. So Bowen grounds out to short. Two away quickly for the Marauders. Now Sung Chae Chang, who went down on strikes his first time up, will bat next. Open left-handed stance, standing tall, the pitch. Chang lays off low and inside. Two hits per side. Marauders leading where it counts, though. Two runs for them, no runs for the Blue Jays yet. Here's the 1-0. Chang staring down and all the way, takes low and outside. Blue Jays infield positioned a little bit to the pull side on the lefty hitter. Third baseman Del Rosario playing just about normal spots. Right side of the infield, though, is situated a little to the pull side, more so than the left side. The 2-0. Chang lays off low and inside for ball three. Saw Chang take quite a few walks prior to his stint on the injured list. Trying to use that sharp eye to get on base a little more frequently here after he was activated last week in Fort Myers. Valdez's 3-0 pitch. Inside, he walked him. The ball off the mid of the catcher Gonzalez and goes to the backstop. Sung Chae Chang grabs a 4-pitch walk. Of the command issues for Julian Valdez, we gave you his numbers earlier. Valdez, 21 innings of work out of the bullpen this season. 24 strikeouts, 20 walks. Not an ideal ratio. Here's Brendan Dixon. Chang on first, runs well. Here's the pitch, he's not going. Dixon takes a fastball high. Substantial crowd here in Dunedin tonight on this Thursday. Definitely bigger than yesterday morning's crowd. Dixon hitting .217, but with a .353 on base percentage. A move over to first base. Chang dives in safely on the pickoff. As Dixon continues to show that plate discipline. Leads the Marauders with 34 walks in the season, helping boost that OBP. The 1-0. Dixon swings and scorches a ground ball to third. Backhanded stab by Del Rosario. Toss across to first. Is in time to get Dixon. Sung Chae Chang is left stranded here in the inning. So we go to the bottom of the third. A good play by Del Rosario finishes the frame. Marauders lead 2-0 here in Dunedin. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at Bradenton Marauders.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
One and two in the Blue Jays order coming up here in the bottom of the third inning with Bradenton leading 2-0. Pitched by Po Yu Chan. Misses low to Jose Rivas. Right-handed batting second baseman. In fact, all batters in the Blue Jays order tonight are right-handed. Chen quickly with a 1-0 pitch. Rivas swings in, lifts this one to left center toward the gap on the run. Josiah Dixon back. It's over his head. He picks it up quickly on the warning track and chucks it into the cutoff man Cheng, but it's a leadoff double by Jose Rivas. The Blue Jays looking for a little bit of a boost here offensively. They got stymied last inning.
Center fielder number three,
and this
Brown.
Will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Desan Brown. Touching again quickly on the fact that the Blue Jays have an all right-handed lineup tonight. The Marauders have 8 of 9 hitters in their order who are right-handed. Pitch to Brown, showing bunt, drops a good one down, halfway back to the mound. Chen picks it up, throw to first, in time to get Brown by a hair. Nicely done. Brown bunting for a base hit, goes down as a sacrifice though, 1-3 on the putout. As Rivas advances to third.
Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago drawing in the dirt with the knob of his bat, approaching home plate. Chance to drive in the Blue Jays' first run of the night. The pitch by Chen. Fastball punched on the ground foul into the Marauders' dugout. Somebody bobbled that ball. Standing on the top step of the dugout. Rivas on third with one out. Here's the 0-1 to Santiago. He swings and lifts this one to right center field. Should be deep enough. Romero, the right fielder, over. Makes the catch. Momentum coming into the throw. Throw coming home. They're going to test it. Grant Cook can't get the tag as he can't keep the ball into his mitt. So it's a sack fly by Glenn Santiago. And the Blue Jays are within one run. It's 2-1. Randy Romero, though, with a remarkable throw. And a good job to have momentum coming through the catch in right field. Came up behind that fly ball. Came up with a little crow hop during that throw. And made a nice throw to the dish. If Cook had been able to hang on, Marauders might have been able to get Rivas at home plate. Two outs, bases empty now for Reiner Nunez. First pitch, a swing and a foul back. Nunez not shy about going after that first pitch. He takes a whiff of the barrel of that bat. Seen that quite a bit. Throughout the minor leagues, never understood why. Player smelling the barrel of his bat after fouling a ball back. 0-1 pitch, swinging a breaking ball. He taps it foul. O-2, Chen in the driver's seat. The pitch. Swing and a line drive shot foul down the first base line. There he goes again. Nunez smelling the barrel of his bat after that foul ball. Here's the set by Chen. 0-2 toss again. Breaking ball swung on, bounced. Is he going to smell the barrel of the bat again? Not that time. Two runs, two hits for the Marauders. One run, three hits for the Blue Jays. Marauders getting both of their runs on one swing of the bat. Rodolfo Nolasco, two-run double in the first. 0-2. Nunez swings and misses strike three. Chase the fastball outside. Inning over as Po Yu Chen racks up his first strikeout. And we head to the fourth here in Dunedin. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We're bringing Kira up on the dugout and DJ, of course.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Marauders 2-0 lead has been trimmed to a 2-1 lead. Blue Jays got a run back, got a sack fly in the bottom of the third inning. We're here in the fourth now at TD Ballpark. Marauders catcher Grant Cook at the plate. Right-hander Julian Valdez gets the outside corner with a fastball, perfectly placed. 0-1 the count to Cook, who was hit by a pitch. In his first at-bat, just a glancing blow. Baseball still made it into the catcher's mitt, just clipped his jersey a bit. Valdez with the 0-1. Cook takes a knee-high fastball, just a bit low. Count 1-1, 5, 6, and 7 in the Marauders' order here in the fourth. Cook, Nolasco, and Josiah Dixon. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Cook could not connect. Looked to be middle up. 23 pitches in early relief for Julian Valdez. 12 strikes, 11 balls. Now his 1-2 offering. Cook swings and bounces one up the middle behind the bag and knocked down by the second baseman Rivas on a slide. It goes bouncing into shallow center field. Grant Cook has himself a single. Nice effort there on the backhand side slide by Jose Rivas behind the second base bag.
Designated hitter number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Grant Cook reaches first on the single. And Cookie's now hit safely in four straight games. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco, who has driven home the Marauders' only runs of the night. Bases loaded, hit a two-run double down the left field line. Run from first base on that play. Turned out to be Grant Cook. Thrown out at home on that play, ending the inning. Pitch to Nolasco, misses high. Looked like a breaking ball from Valdez. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Marauders. One run, three hits, no errors for the Blue Jays. Game three of a six-game series. Marauders winners of the first two. The 1-0. Nolasco swings big and misses on the fastball. Catcher Juan Gonzalez is looking to be hurt in some way. He's on a knee down on the ground just outside the home plate area, and he is, I believe, grabbing his arm there. Manager Donnie Murphy coming out to look at him. Marauders trainer Casey Lee coming out as well. This is unfortunate if Gonzalez can't continue because the Blue Jays have already lost a pitcher tonight. So Casey Lee examining what looks to be the left elbow of the catcher Gonzalez. Trying to shake it around as Lee appears to be doing some examination. If you're looking on closely, Gonzalez battery mate Julian Valdez also standing there. It looks like he'll be able to continue. I wonder if Nolasco accidentally got him on the backswing, and Nolasco is sharing friendly words with Gonzalez now, a little smile, and I think he was saying sorry. That does not feel good. 1-1, one strike on Rodolfo Nolasco. On first base, Grant Cook, nobody out here in the fourth. The pitch, swinging at a foul back on the fastball. Well, speaking from experience, and not to equate high school level of play with single A ball, I myself, a catcher in high school, took a backswing to that left elbow once, and it sends this shooting, stinging pain throughout your arm. It feels terrible. So I can understand absolutely the reaction of Gonzalez there. The 1-2 coming. Fastball swung on line softly to right center. Falling, in for a base hit. Grant Cook had to make sure it wasn't caught, so he stops at second base on the play. And the Marauders piecing together a threat. Two aboard, nobody out.
Left fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
Two-hit night for Rodolfo Nolasco. And speaking of multi-hit games, here is Mr. Three-hit game from yesterday, Josiah Dixon. Went down on strikes in his first trip tonight. Sunshine and shade intermittently coming and going over the field. And this partly cloudy, at times mostly cloudy, early evening in Dunedin. Outfield shading Dixon, the righty batter, to the push side, opposite field. The pitch, Dixon checks his swing, and that one is at the knees, a called strike anyway on the Valdez slider. Quick signals given by Gustavo Omana, coaching at third base. Dixon swinging a solid black bat. Valdez with the 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Dixon stepping in the bucket a little bit on that swing. Marauders trying to stretch their now diminished one-run lead. A look back at second by Valdez. Now the 0-2 to Dixon. He takes in the dirt. A great block by Gonzalez. Runners stay put. Grant Cook, leading runner on second base. Good athlete, not blazing speed, though. On first base, Rodolfo Nolasco. He can run a little bit. Valdez, hands together the belt. Long look back at second. The 1-2, Dixon lays off in the dirt again. Another good block by Gonzalez. Doing some good work back there. Keeps the runners in check. Top of the fourth inning here in Dunedin. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1. Final game of the first half of the season. Long pause, the 2-2 on its way. Dixon lays off in the dirt for ball 3. And catcher Gonzalez applying a tag on Dixon just in case. Why, I'm not sure. He didn't even take the bat off his shoulder. So the count runs full on Josiah Dixon. Norquise Marcos waiting on deck. Here is the 3-2 from the right-hander. Dixon swings and hits a chopper to third, taken by Del Rosario. Steps on third for one. Throw to first is just in the nick of time to get Dixon a 5-3 double play. Turn across the diamond. Josiah Dixon, not an easy guy to double up, and so it really points to the arm strength there of Angel Del Rosario, the third baseman. So Cook erased. Nolasco up to second base on the play. Goes. Here's the pitch by Valdez. Breaking ball. Taken for a high strike. Got away with a mistake there. Here's the set. Nolasco inching off second base, hopping back and forth. Here's the 0-1. Marcos takes in the dirt. Nasty bite on the slider from Valdez. Not getting a whole lot of swings and misses, though, from the Marauders. First and second, nobody out, has turned into a man on second and two outs. Marcos trying to knock Nolasco home. Pick off to second. They've got him hung up. Second baseman Rivas throws to Del Rosario. The third baseman throw to the shortstop, DeCastro. He gets the tag on Nolasco as he's retreating to second base. 1-4-5-6 on the putout. And the inning is over. The Marauders get nothing. 2-1. Marauders lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit Manatee Memorial for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Middle third of the order for the Jays here in the fourth inning. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1 here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Poyu Chen offers up the first pitch to Andreu Sotolongo. Misses low and inside to the right-handed slugger. Three home runs on the year for Sotolongo. Saw some light tower power from him on opening weekend here back in early April. The 1-0 pitch, Sotolongo swings and misses. A little in front of the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Marauders leading 2-1. Two runs, four hits for Bradenton. One run, three hits for Dunedin. The 1-1 pitch now. Check swing by Sotolongo. He went around strike two. Plate umpire Chad Westlake making the call himself. Chan looking for a scoreless fourth inning after seeing the Blue Jays come within a run in the third. The 1-2. Outside, fastball misses. Big, strong calves for this right-handed hitter. Showing the high blue socks. 2-2 pitch. She swings and pops it foul behind home plate. The high socks look really accentuates the calves for those guys who have that in their build. Sotolongo gently swaying that bat back and forth. Light tan bat held away from his chest. The 2-2. Low and outside, and Chen goes to a full count on Sotolongo. Degrees and very muggy here in Dunedin. 3-2 coming. Sotolongo stings a ground ball foul. And Donnie Murphy, the former infielder, able to knock it down. Blue Jays manager coaching third base. Flips it over to a Marauders player in the dugout. So another 3-2 coming up. Chen kicks and deals 3-2. A check swing. Did Sotolongo go? The Marauders, interestingly, do not appeal it. Pitches outside. Sotolongo draws ball four.
First baseman, number one, Jummer Hernandez.
There's the former Pirates farmhand, Jummer Hernandez. If the name doesn't sound familiar to you, then it's understandable. Hernandez didn't advance any further than the Dominican Summer League in the Pirates system. First pitch to Hernandez here from Chen. Misses just outside, ball one. Hernandez released by the Pirates organization last summer and signed with the Blue Jays in September. Chen's 0-1 pitch. Hernandez swings and bounces to short. Could be two. Cheng grabs it for one. Underhand flip to Jarvis, and now the throw to first is in time. A 6-4-3 double play. Cheng to Jarvis to Dixon. Just like that, leadoff walk is erased.
Number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Second double play turned behind Poyu Chen tonight. Nobody on, two gone for Angel Del Rosario. The pitch, fastball outside. Commented earlier on the fact that this is a all right-handed Blue Jays lineup, and the Marauders only have one lefty hitter in their lineup in Sungchae Cheng. Wondering the last time that was that happened. 1-0 pitch swung on foul back. Something that would be pretty difficult to research and imagine. And begs the question, when was the last time that both teams in a game fielded all right-handed lineups? Worth exploring, maybe. 1-1 pitch, swung on and driven high in the air down the right field line. Toward the line, Romero running, and he makes the catch on the full sprint inward. Nicely done by Randy Romero to catch that high pop-up. Inning over, a zero on the board by Poyu Chen here in the fourth. We head to the fifth, Marauders 2, Blue Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
New righty into the game for the Blue Jays. Right-hander Yonatan Bernal comes on a pitch for Dunedin here to begin the fifth. First pitch to Norquise Marcos is cut on and missed for strike one. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1. Bradenton a two-run first inning on a two-run double by Rodolfo Nolasco. The 0-1 to Marcos. Slider sweeps onto the outside corner for strike two. Blue Jays got a run back in the third. Sack fly to right field by Glenn Santiago that scored Jose Rivas from third. 0-2 pitch from Bernal. Good-looking slider. Missed outside. Couldn't get Marcos to chase. One ball and two strikes. Bernal, strongly built righty, winds up and delivers the 1-2. Fastball, got him looking. Strike three. And actually, Norquise Marcos wants to challenge it. A little bit of a hesitation there before deciding and overturned. How about that? So the Blue Jays were about halfway through throwing that ball around the horn due to Marcos' hesitation. Turns out to be the right decision, though. And so the count is 1-2 on Marcos. Make that 2-2, actually. Bernal winds up and tosses, and a fastball is low for ball three. So we'll see if Marcos can altogether reverse the course of this plate appearance. Big deep breath by Bernal. Wind up and the payoff pitch. Marcos swings at a breaking ball, lines it to center field, and caught on the run. Little leaping flourish by Dasan Brown out there. And Norquise Marcos robbed of a base hit.
Right fielder, number 26, Randy Romero.
There is Randy Romero. Just in case of a bunt, Angel Del Rosario playing even with the bag at third. Pitch to Romero, not showing any indication of bunting. Slider is in there from Bernal for strike one. Third pitcher of the night for the Blue Jays, Bernal with the 0-1. Swinging a chopper, dead ball at home plate. Looks like Romero fouled it off his own foot. I think it's almost like the funny bone of the foot here. Romero is grinning, but simultaneously in a little bit of pain. Walking around, trying to get the pain off that foot or ankle or leg. Not sure exactly where it got him. Romero always smiling, always bringing a lot of energy. This is not out of the ordinary for him. No way that felt good, though. Fouling that ball off his lower extremity. Now the 0-2 pitch from Bernal. Breaking ball, low and outside. Little check swing by Romero. Looks like he held up, though. One ball, two strikes. Two native of Mexico squaring off here. Randy Romero from Mexicali, just along the California border. Yonatan Bernal from Mazatlan. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a dribbler in front of the home plate. Gonzalez picks it up, spins and fires to first in time to get Romero. Nicely done by the catcher Gonzalez. 2 away for Bradenton here in the fifth.
Second baseman, number 7, Mike Jarvis.
And I think Romero acknowledging his countrymen, talking, giving some friendly words to Yonatan Bernal. As he jogs back to the dugout, Bernal smiling in return. Here's Mike Jarvis, pitched by Bernal. Jarvis takes low and inside. Working quickly, the righty with the 1-0. Plunks Jarvis in the back. Breaking ball got away from Bernal.
Now batter,
two-out base runner Jace now Bowen. For the Marauders. That brings up Jace Bowen. And always on a hit-by-pitch. Some fans will get up in arms. Got to look at that radar gun, though. 81 miles per hour. Nobody's trying to drill an opposing batter on a slider, for Pete's sake. So good speed on the bases for the Marauders and Jarvis. Bowen awaits the pitch. Here's the offering by Bernal. And it's inside to Bowen for ball one. 194 pounds, still only 19 years old. He'll be turning 20 next Wednesday. The 1-0. Bowen swings and bounces one foul into the Marauders' dugout. A couple of teammates wrestling over it. Looks like Josiah Dixon was the man who grabbed it. Bowen doubled in the first inning, early on extending his hit streak to a season-best 9 games. Now pickoff to first by Bernal. Back in safely is Jarvis. Blue Jays smart to keep an eye on him. Jarvis is 11 of 15 in stolen bases. Bernal getting a fresh ball. Marauders leading 2-1. Trying to stretch that lead again. Was a 2-0 lead after the 2-run double in the first by Nolasco. Sack fly for the Blue Jays in the third. Made it a 1-run game. Now the pitch, 1-1. Cut on a miss by Bowen. Chase the slider away. That's strike two. And Bowen is taking a couple steps toward the dugout, toward the on-deck circle. He gets a little pine tar stick there from his teammate waiting on deck, Sung Che Cheng. Wants a little extra grip on that handle. Again, responses vary from plate umpires on that. Some umpires don't like to let hitters go to that on-deck circle and get that extra pine tar mid at bat. Chad Westlake, though, here, allowing it. Jarvis on first, count 1-2 on Bowen. Here's the pitch. Bowen takes in the dirt for ball two. Gonzalez smothers it. Jarvis stays on first base. Yonatan Bernal signed with the Blue Jays in April 2019. Here in 2022, his third season in the Blue Jays system. The 2-2. Bowen swings and misses. He chased low. Strike three. Jarvis left stranded on third. On first base, rather. So we go to the bottom of the fifth. Marauders 2, Blue Jays 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bo Yu Chen returns to pitch the fifth inning for the Marauders here in Dunedin. Bradenton leading 2-1. Faces the bottom third of the order for the Jays here in the fifth. First pitch to Raquel Bean DeCastro. Swung on, bounced over the mound, up the middle. Second baseman Jarvis takes it. Crossbody throw to first in time. Nicely done by Mike Jarvis. One away on just one pitch by Bo Yu Chen.
Catcher number 27.
This fifth inning has been the speed bump this season for Bo Yu Chen. He has gone five innings. Five times this season, five of his 11 starts. Beyond that, he has pitched no further than that this season. He has gone so further in his career, though. First pitch, a fastball strike. Chen, though, has at times struggled with high pitch counts and has also seen quite a bit of traffic on the base paths in most of his starts. Trying to reverse that narrative here tonight. The 0-1 pitch skips in the dirt for ball one. And for those wondering, the pitch count for Chen right now sitting at 54 here in the fifth inning. That's pretty good. Now the 1-1. Gonzalez swings and misses. Trying to go after the pitch high. Came up empty. Juan Gonzalez bounced into a double play. That has been part of the key for Chen tonight. Pitching with runners on base. In multiple innings, he has benefited from two double plays by the Marauders infield behind him. Time called right as Chen kicked his leg there. Late time granted to Gonzalez, who steps out. One and two the count with the bases empty and one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball. Strike three. 94 on the gun from Chen. That's about his upper reaches on the fastball normally.
Second baseman, number seven, Jose Rivas,
who has struck out his fair share of batters this year, picks up just his second strikeout tonight. 2-0 in the fifth. Here is Jose Rivas, who doubled in the third inning. Later scored what has remained the Blue Jays' only run. Pitch. Rivas swings, bounces it softly past the mound. Third baseman comes in, grabs it. Marcos throws to first, airmails it into foul territory. Heading up to second base is Rivas, and Randy Romero slides to a stop. Marauders right fielder picks it up and has no play. So that will go down as a throwing error on Norquis Marcos. Heck of an attempt there, though. Marcos barehanding that ball. And that is never an easy angle to make that play from. If you're a third baseman and that's reached down barehanded and then from that funky angle almost looked like a submarine pitcher delivered the throw from that angle. So that has been ruled an infield single and an E5, allowing the runner to take second. Rivas on second representing the tying run. And the first pitch to Desan Brown misses low. The Marauders trying not to let a repeat happen here in the fifth inning. Told you that Rivas reached second base, leading off the third. Later scored the Jays' first run. Trying to strand him on second this time around. The 1-0 pitch. Low from Chen for ball two. Plenty of blue remaining in the skies, although we're starting to lose some daylight on the field. So I'd imagine we'd see the lights come on here at TD Ballpark very soon. They're the LED type, so those are the type that'll flash on instantly. Doesn't take any time. 2-0. High and inside, almost got Brown. That error, by the way, for Norquis Marcos, his fourth in 12 games. Chen trying to work around the miscue. The 3-0 pitch to Brown. Fastball high for ball four. Didn't miss by much. But not to Brown's liking, and now the Blue Jays will bring the go-ahead run to the plate. Actually have the go-ahead run on first base.
Fielder,
and to the plate
five,
is Glenn Santiago.
Santiago!
Plenty of speed on the bases for the Jays. Jose Rivas on second, Desan Brown on first. Chen trying to shake that fifth inning bugaboo. Here's the pitch to Santiago. Righty batter swings viciously and foul tips it into the mitt of Cook. It was Santiago who delivered that sac fly to right field in the third. Blue Jays are within one run. Tying run on second. Go-ahead run on first base for Dunedin. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a foul back. Look out below. Oof. That got the plate umpire Chad Westlake on the foot on the carom. To the backstop screen here in Dunedin. And that screen strung very tightly, so any ball that is fouled off that screen will ricochet like a trampoline effect. Count 0-2 on Santiago. Chen checks second. The 0-2 pitch. Swinging a liner the other way. Base hit into right field down the line. Coming around third into scores, Jose Rivas. Randy Romero's throw home is cut off by Brendan Dixon. He looks that trailing runner back to third base. Blue Jays tie it up on the RBI single by Santiago. Nice leaping try at first base by Dixon. Came up a couple of inches short, though. So a 2 RBI, 9 for Glenn Santiago. And a dangerous situation here. Reiner Nunez, the big slugger from the right side, will step in. With two outs here in the fifth, go-ahead run just 90 feet away for the Jays. Chen with the offering. Fastball misses low and outside for ball one. Score tied at 2 and the RBI single to right by Santiago. He's the trailing runner on first here. 1-0 pitch to Nunez. He takes a strike on the outer half. Left side of the infield. Playing to the pole side a bit on the right-handed hitting Nunez. Second baseman Jarvis playing close to the middle. Here's the 1-1. Nunez swings big and fouls it back for strike two. So again, Chen is one strike away from escaping the inning. Although this time around, his mission is to keep this game tied. Chen came one strike away from retiring Santiago. He punched it into right field to bring home that tying run. Chen looking to execute a perfect 1-2 pitch here on Reiner. The right-hander deals. Nunez swings and lifts it softly. Shallow center. Chang out. It is out of his reach into center for a base hit that scores the go-ahead run. By the skin on their teeth, the Blue Jays get the go-ahead run on the bloop single. It is 3-2 Dunedin here in the fifth inning.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
League leading RBI, number 50 for Reiner Nunez, comes in the perfect spot for Dunedin. And the Blue Jays simply reload. It's runners on first and third again. As Santiago goes first to third on the base hit. Visit to the mound by Grant Cook, Paul Yu Chen. Slamming the rosin bag down to the mound. Adriel Sotolongo will be the hitter. Santiago on third, Nunez on first base. Chen looking to minimize the damage. Here's the right-hander's first pitch, low and outside for ball one. Has become all too common of a theme for Po Yu Chen this season. Wheels have come off numerous times in his fifth inning of work. Here is the set. And his 1-0 pitch. A fastball swung on, chopped to third. Marco's charging. He gloves it. Throw on the run to first. Is wild into foul territory. A run scores. Brendan Dixon over to pick it up. Over to third base goes Reiner Nunez. And the inning continues. Second error of the night for Norquis Marcos.
First baseman, number 1.
And things are coming unhinged here in the fifth inning for the Marauders. Adriel Sotolongo gets credit for an infield single and an RBI. pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo coming out for a mound visit. Things were looking good for the Marauders up until this bottom of the fifth inning. Bradenton led 2-0 coming out of the first. Blue Jays got a run in the third. No further harm done. Fourth inning, no problem for Chen. Here in the fifth, Chen looked good to begin this inning. Got the first two men out relatively easily. And since then, infield single, walk, E5, single, single, infield single, E5 again. Marauders, the second most error-prone team in the Florida State League, have committed two already tonight, and both of them come here in this fifth inning. Three-run frame for the Blue Jays. They're now in front, 4-2. Here's Jomer Hernandez. Here's the pitch. Low and outside by Chen. He's no longer locating his pitch as well. Marauders trying to get somebody loose in the bullpen. Looks like right-hander Johan Montero. Here's the pitch. The 1-0. Swung on. Lifted out of play down the right field line. Jomer Hernandez is the eighth man to the plate this inning, and all this coming after the first two men of the frame were retired. Leadoff ground out, Rekelby to Castro. Juan Gonzalez struck out. Things have taken an ugly turn on Po Yu Chen and the Marauders. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside for ball two. This Blue Jays lineup, one of the more undisciplined teams in the Florida State League. Last in the league in walks. They've been pretty patient, though, here in the fifth. Fastball misses low and inside for ball three, 3-1. On deck, Angel Del Rosario, the only man not yet to bat this inning for Dunedin. Nunez on third, Sotolongo on first. 3-1 pitch, swung on, line hit. That scores another run. A four-run fifth for the Blue Jays. And that may be it for Chen.
Third baseman, number four.
That's it. Here's Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. Marauders had a 2-0 lead, dwindled to a 2-1 lead. Now they trail by three. Move to the bullpen here in the fifth as Po Yu Chen fights his fifth inning demons again in his 12th start of the season. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll tell you more about the new Marauders pitcher. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
We all want our kids to grow up, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Marauders have seen a 2-1 lead dissipate and it has turned into a 5-2 deficit. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning in Dunedin, A five-hit, one-walk, two-error inning for the Blue Jays. Right-hander Johan Montero on in relief for the Marauders. He inherits runners on first and second, 2 outs, as Po Yu Chen's evening is finished. Time called by Grant Cook behind the plate before Montero throws his first pitch. Right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, 22 years of age, 6'3", 187 pounds, comes in with a 2.45 ERA. Glances back at second on the lead runner, and the pitch to Angel Del Rosario. Cut on it, missed for strike one. Po Yu Chen retired the first 2 men of the inning, and then a lot of weak contact and, frankly, lucky placement for Blue Jays hitters on their singles has erupted into a mess. The 0-1 from Montero. Swing and a miss of the fastball for strike two. 11 appearances out of the Bradenton bullpen this year for Montero. 14 strikeouts, only 5 walks over 14 and two-thirds innings. Opponents hitting 193 against him. Righty sets. Long look at second base in the 0-2 pitch. Del Rosario backed off the plate on a fastball tight. So 5 hits allowed this inning by Chen before his departure, including the last 4 men in a row singling. The 1-2 pitch. Outside and a breaking ball for ball two. The Marauders trying to prevent the Blue Jays from batting around here. Dasan Brown waits on Raquelby. So DeLongo on second, Hernandez on first. With deuces wild, here's Montero's 2-2 pitch. Inside for ball three. Both runners will be in motion on the next pitch. Grant Cook pointing to those runners, reminding his teammates about that fact. Long look in by Montero, hanging his right arm by his side. Now hands together. The 3-2, runners go. Breaking ball, strike three called, and the inning is over mercifully for the Marauders. Blue Jays lead 5-2 as we head to the sixth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear.
Different feel of this game now. The Marauders were ahead by two, then they were ahead by just one. Now they trail by three as we open up the sixth inning. 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Marauders, trailing the Blue Jays 5-2. Sung Che Cheng leads on for the visitors here in Dunedin. Pitched by Jonathan Bernal. Right-hander deals a fastball strike to Cheng. Marauders shortstop is 0-for-1 with a walk. And a jumpstart, a Marauders rally here in the sixth. Here's the 0-1. Cheng swings and scores to the liner right field line. Base hit, that's headed to the corner. Cheng hustling around first base. He's digging for two. Right fielder Soto Longo up with the ball. Cheng wants three, and he changes his mind, probably wisely so, as Soto Longo dug that ball out quickly and got it into the cutoff man, Rivas, who was ready to unleash a strong throw to third base. So Sung Jae Cheng stops at second base with a leadoff double. Sung Jae Chang ripping a double down the right field line, turning hard on that Bernal pitch. Could have asked for a better start to this inning for the Marauders after the four-run rally by the Blue Jays last half inning. Here's Brendan Dixon, pitched by Bernal. Dixon looks at an inner half fastball strike. Two runs, five hits for Bradenton. Five runs, eight hits for Dunedin. Five of those eight hits coming in the fifth inning alone. 0-1, swinging a line drive. Base hit left field. Chang coming into third base. He is being waved home by Gustavo Amaña. Into second base goes Brendan Dixon. And it's an RBI double after back-to-back doubles by the Marauders, who are now within two. So Bradenton answering right back here in the sixth inning. Back-to-back two-baggers by Chang and Dixon.
Catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
Now let's see if Grant Cook can keep the mojo. Marauders bats answering the call here. Grant Cook steps in from the right side. A man on second with nobody out. Gustavo Amaña shouting directions to Brendan Dixon from far. Bernal with a pitch to Cook. Breaking ball swung on, popped up first base side. This is headed to the seats. And finds an empty couple of seats. Rattles around. As with many of the surroundings here in Dunedin, very good sense of place here at TD Ballpark. Blue seats, blue walls, lots of blue decor. Keeping with the Blue Jays motif. Yonatan Bernal with the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a liner to third. Base hit into left field past the diving shortstop. Stopping at third is Dixon. And Grant Cook softly lacing that one through the left side of the infield. The Marauders now have the tying run on first base. And suddenly the go-ahead run comes to the plate. In Rodolfo Nolasco. Well, we're in for a ride tonight, folks. Buckle up. First and third with nobody out for Bradenton. And Rodolfo Nolasco, who's stung a two-run double to left in the first inning, has himself a big opportunity. Righty and righty. Bernal with the pitch. Nolasco swings and bounces one foul. Toward the Marauders dugout, far end. Yonatan Bernal, 11 appearances for the Blue Jays this season. Making six spot starts along the way. Deals the 0-1. Nolasco checks his swing at a slider outside. Didn't go around. Bernal's generally been a pitch-to-contact guy, not a high strikeout rate. 37 strikeouts, 42 innings. Walking 15, opponents hitting a fairly successful 270. The 1-1. Swing and a bouncing ball, fouled to the on-deck circle. Josiah Dixon trying to make a leaping grab on the bounce. Came up short. Here in the sixth inning for the Marauders. Cutting that three-run deficit to two. Back-to-back doubles by Chang and Dixon. Grant Cook on first. He followed with a single. Now the 1-2 to Nolasco. He checks his swing and a breaking ball. Strike three. He goes around and Nolasco is saying, why won't you even ask on the bases? And inclined to agree with him here. Plate umpire Chad Westlake ringing Nolasco up himself.
Fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
Just got a feel for a hitter there in that situation. Whether it's a Marauders hitter or a Blue Jays hitter, it's if that check swing is anywhere close, you would like to see them appeal the bases. Here's Josiah Dixon, first and third, one out. The pitch, Dixon swings and foul, tips it into the mitt. Brendan Dixon on third. Grant Cook on first base. Here's the 0-1 from Bernal. Breaking ball. Dribbled in front of home plate. Now behind home plate. Had some funky spin on it. Fouled off by Dixon. After going 3-for-4 in yesterday's game, Dixon is 0-for-2 to begin his evening tonight. Retired last time up after a soft dribbler in front of home plate. Gonzalez, the catcher, pounced on it quickly and made the play. Here we go on 0-2. Bernal's pitch on its way, and Dixon takes just outside for ball one. Blue Jays want to challenge it.
The call of ball has been upheld.
Call is upheld.
The result is a 1-2 count on the batter.
Fire the robot up.
You suck.
Fire the reel up.
You can hear on the crowd mic just how these fans feel about the ABS system and the challenge system. 1-2 on Josiah Dixon. Runners on the corners take their leads. Bernal with pitch number 4. Dixon swings and dribbles it foul. Way out in front of that slider. Just got a piece. Marauders have some momentum brewing here in the sixth inning. RBI double by Brendan Dixon. He's now on third. Now a two-run game. The 1-2 again. Dixon swings and misses. Strike 3. Off speed from Bernal. Got Josiah Dixon out in front, and so Narcisse Marcos will be the next batter.
Narcisse Marcos.
Here in the sixth inning, the bottom third of the order for the Marauders, a combined 0-for-7 to this point. Marcos trying to deliver a key hit. Here's the pitch by Bernal. Marcos takes a sweeping slider outside. Two outs. Men will be moving on contact. Brendan Dixon on third. Grant Cook still on first base. Now the 1-0. Fastball low. Randy Romero on deck. Should we get to him this inning? Four-run rally for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the fifth. Has turned the tide in this one, but the Marauders getting a run back immediately here in the sixth. Now the 2-0 pitch to Marcos. Low and outside from Bernal for ball 3. On third base, Brendan Dixon taking that black batting helmet off, wiping the sweat from his brow as he stands on third base. Walks off the bag into foul territory, getting that lead. Cook does the same off of first base. 3-0 pitch to Marcos is taken low and outside for ball 4. The bases are loaded for the Marauders.
Right fielder, number 26, Randy
Romero, who delivered a clutch single yesterday. And the go-ahead tally in the eighth inning of yesterday's ballgame. Will step to the plate in an almost similar situation. Marauders with that tying run on second base in Grant Cook. Go-ahead run on first in Narcisse Marcos. Righty-righty matchup. Here's Bernal with the pitch. Romero swings and dribbles it. Weakly toward the third baseman. Del Rosario fields it. Throws to first, and it's in time for the out. The Marauders leave the bases loaded here in the sixth inning, but they get one run back on the RBI double by Brendan Dixon. 5-3 Blue Jays heading to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit Marauders.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Johan Montero's first pitch at the bottom of the sixth inning misses for ball one. Return to the action here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Blue Jays 5, Marauders 3. Montero quickly with a 1-0. Riquelme DeCastro swings and misses through the next pitch, a fastball. 9 men to the plate in a 4-run fifth inning for the Jays. Here's Montero with a 1-1. Breaking ball, check swing, foul ball off to the right. Count goes to 1-2 on the Blue Jays shortstop prospect. Baseball America has DeCastro as the Jays' number 27 prospect in the system. Fantastic glove, good throwing arm, runs well. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, line softly towards shallow left. Chang out, and it's out of his reach and falls in for a hit. Basically multiply that by 5, and that's what the Blue Jays' fifth inning rally consisted of. Very few hard hit balls and a lot of runs.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
The struggles and frustration pick up right where they left off last inning. Little bloop single just out of Sung Chae Chang's reach in shallow left. Here's Juan Gonzalez. Montero deals. Hits him in the back. Not what Montero had in mind. Two aboard, nobody out for the Blue Jays.
Jose Rivas.
Montero was the man who came in relief of Po Yu Chen back in the fifth inning with two outs and was able to strike out Angel De Rosario, leaving two men stranded. And now Montero working himself into his own jam to begin the sixth inning. Jose Rivas the hitter. He's been a tough out tonight. And the pitch. He shows bunt, takes low and outside for ball one. Marauders pitching staff has been imploding here over the last couple of innings. Rivas doubled in the third inning. Infield single in the fifth. One of 5 singles, most of them weakly hit by the Blue Jays that inning. Next pitch, high and inside. And Montero falls behind. 2 balls and no strikes. A couple of guys stirring in the Marauders' bullpen. Somebody starting to throw now. The 2-0. Fastball swung on line to right field. Romero stopping in his tracks. Makes the catch. Lead runner tagging from second. Throw coming into third is cut off by Chang. Interesting choice there. One of the Marauders maybe had a shot at Riquelme DeCastro tagging. We'll never know. As DeCastro plunges into third with a headlong dive, advancing on the line out to right field. Juan Gonzalez remains at first base in the meantime. So men on the corners, one away. Here's Dasan Brown. Blue Jays leading by 2. Montero trying to keep it that way here in the sixth inning. His first full inning out of the bullpen. Pitch number 1 to Brown. Low and outside. Picked on the short hop by Cook. And Montero just is not commanding his pitches here in the sixth inning. Open stance, bent knees from the right side by Brown. He gets the 1-0. Takes high and inside, turning away. Not exactly a recipe for success here as Grant Cook will call time. Head out to the mound on the jog. Pitching coach, Yorman. This is what happened to Po Yu Chen last inning. Again, even though most of the contact was weak on those 5 singles for Blue Jays hitters last inning, and the same was the case for the leadoff single here in the 6th, just a case of Marauders pitchers falling behind in the count, grooving a couple of hittable pitches, and seeing Blue Jays hitters take full advantage. Yermán Bazardo helping Montero refocus and retool, simultaneously giving the Bradenton bullpen some time to get ready. Count is 2-0 on Desan Brown. Can't get a look yet at who's been throwing for the Marauders. Out in that bullpen. We'll report back on that a little later. 2-0 pitch from Montero to Brown is a fastball for a strike. Riquelme DeCastro on third base. Juan Gonzalez on first. 2-1 coming. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike two. Brown couldn't turn on it. There's the good stuff from Montero. Here's the set. Right-handers, 2-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball, popped foul back this way. Please don't hit my car. Parking lot within close proximity of home plate here in Dunedin. We'll do it again on 2-2 to Desan Brown. The pitch from Montero is a breaking ball. Swung on it. Foul back. Good-looking breaker. Brown hanging in there. Next pitch will be number 7 in the at-bat. Again. Yet another 2-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Marcos bobbles it, can't make a play. Weak contact infield single again for the Blue Jays. And another run scores. This has just been abysmally bad luck for the Marauders tonight.
Left fielder, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
There's also almost a collision there between pitcher and third baseman. Montero and Marcos, initially unclear as to who would field that ball. Didn't make a difference in the end. 6 runs on 10 hits now for the Blue Jays. Here's the pitch to Glenn Santiago. First pitch swinging, he chops it foul. So it's back to a 3-run lead for Dunedin. Four different men in the Blue Jays order have had a run batted in now. Montero with the 0-1. Santiago swings and fouls it back. Nobody throwing any more for the Marauders. Righty-on-righty matchup. Santiago circling the bat away from his body. Long stare at second base by Montero. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on line to third. Eats up Norquis Marcos and bounces into left field. Coming in to score from second is Juan Gonzalez. Into third base goes Desan Brown. Into second with a double is Glenn Santiago. And it just keeps on coming for the Blue Jays, who now lead 7-3. Norquis Marcos just totally crumpled to the ground there and let that ball swallow him up. They're going to give Glenn Santiago credit for a double there. Confirmed. The ball basically hit right at Marcos. Second and third for Reiner Nunez. With still only one away, the pitch by Montero. Nunez swings for the fences and misses for strike one. Marauders trailing by 4. The 0-1 coming. Swung on, popped up, first base side. Brendan Dixon over near the Jays dugout, reaches over and makes the catch! Almost falls into the Blue Jays dugout. Brendan Dixon gets full extension, reaching over the railing and making the catch. Stealing it right from that home dugout. A good job by Dixon, grinding for that second out of the inning. Seventh man to the plate this inning now for the Blue Jays. As here comes Adriel Soto Longo. Here's the pitch by Montero. Fastball swung on line to left field. That falls in for a hit. One run scores. A hesitation in left field by Josiah Dixon. Two run score on the play. They have Soto Longo hung up between first and second. And Norquis Marcos gets the tag on him, but a mess of an inning. Four more runs crossed for the Blue Jays. They now lead 9-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-hour expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
After back-to-back four-run innings allowed by Marauders pitching, Bradenton now trails 9-3 here in Dunedin. Top of the order for the Marauders here in the seventh. Mike Jarvis leads off, takes ball one from right-hander Jonathan Bernal, who winds up and deals. Next pitch is taken for a fastball strike. Sky turning all shades of pink and purple and blue here in Dunedin. Nice little sunset forming. 1-1 pitch, Jarvis swings and chases a slider low and outside. Not a great night for Johan Montero. Was looking like a good night for starter Po Yu Chen through his first four-plus innings. Wheels came off, though, with two outs in the fifth. Chen matching his season high with five runs allowed tonight, matching his career high, in fact. 1-2, swinging a ground ball to first, snagged by Hernandez himself. More round number one. That's the way things are turning for the Marauders lately. Ball to the catcher by trade, Jomar Hernandez, playing first base tonight, was just able to get the tip of his mitt on. Here's Jace Bowen. Bowen 1-for-3, doubled in the first inning. Now Bernal with the toss, breaking ball right over the heart of the plate for strike one. Three runs on seven hits for the Marauders, nine runs on 12 hits for the Blue Jays. Here comes the 0-1. Bowen takes a slight piece in the dirt. Marauders are just one shy of their season high in runs allowed in a game. Season high is 10. That's happened twice. 1-1. That pitch just low, ball two. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Bernal. Bowen looks at a backdoor slider that just misses the inside corner. Ball three. Close pitch. Marauders in pursuit of their third consecutive win. Still a few innings to go tonight. It's going to be a long road back, though, if they're going to make that happen. 3-1 pitch. Bowen takes a backdoor slider, almost the same spot. That's inside for ball four. Good sharp eye by Bowen in that plate appearance.
Shortstop number 5, Sungche Chang.
There's Sungche Chang. It was against these Blue Jays that the Marauders last won 3 games in a row. That came in late April. Blue Jays seemingly sensing that, trying their best not to let the Marauders take the first 3 of this series. First pitch to Chang is taken low. Briefly, it looked like things were peaking upwards for the Marauders after a 4-run 5th inning allowed by Po Yu Chen. Marauders got 3 straight singles to open the 6th inning, producing 1 run. 1-0 pitch, Chang takes high, ball 2. Now Bernal having trouble finding the zone. The Marauders loaded the bases with 2 outs. They were unable to bring home another run. Shortly thereafter, 4 runs crossed the plate. 7 men came to the plate in the 6th inning for the Jays, building this 9-3 lead. The pitch, Chang swings at a 2-0, pops it out of play down the left field line. Headed to the seats. Now Darvin Garcia starting to throw in the Bradenton bullpen. Jace Bowen, the runner on first base. He worked a five-pitch walk. 2-1, backdoor breaker, outside for ball 3 to Chang. Yandin Bernal all of a sudden losing some of the sharpness in his pitches. Infielders almost playing Chang straight up here. The 3-1. Fastball swung on, lifted to left center. Some carry on this one. Brown, the center fielder, back. This one is on the warning track and bounces over the wall for a book rule double. So a tough break of sorts there for the Marauders. If that ball stays in play, there's a chance that Bowen could have scored. Instead, Bowen has to stay at third base, advancing first only base, 2 bases three, in front of the Chang Dixon double. That hops over the wall. Chang has 2 doubles on the evening. So another offensive push here for the Marauders. Looking to chip away this 6-run deficit. And Yonathan Bernal all of a sudden struggling. Gets a mound visit from his pitching coach, Drew Hayes. We have the chance to check in on other Pirates affiliates now. Triple-A Indianapolis playing the Memphis Redbirds, Cardinals Triple-A team. Indy at home this week. Score tied at 3-3 bottom of the 4th inning. As we told you on the pregame show, right-hander Cody Bolton getting the start for Indianapolis. Curve sending right-handed prospect Carmen Majinski to the mound tonight against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Blue Jays Double-A squad. So another Pirates Blue Jays affiliates matchup there at Double-A. New Hampshire currently leads that game 2-1 after 5 innings. We'll have that high A Greensboro score for you in a minute. Back here in Dunedin, 2nd and 3rd, 1 away for the Marauders. Top of the 7th inning. Trailing by 6, here is Brendan Dixon. Pitch by Bernal. Dixon takes a slider low. Greensboro currently trailing the Asheville Tourists, Astros affiliate, 2-1, top of the 9th inning. At First National Bank Field in downtown Greensboro. The 1-0. Breaking ball just misses inside to Dixon for ball 2. Plate umpire Chad Westlake not granting any favors on those breaking pitches that have been right around the corners tonight. Two men in scoring position. Here's the 2-0 to Dixon. Breaking ball. That one finds the inside corner for a strike. Jace Bowen on 3rd, Sungche Chang on 2nd base, a walk and a book rule double in that order. Center fielder Brown shading Dixon to the pole side. Here's a pitch, a swing and a miss. Dixon chased the slider low. And it's 2-2 in the Marauders' first baseman. Clouds turning a pinkish-purple color now. Lights are starting to take some effect here in Dunedin. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer pulled foul right to the Marauders dugout. Jonathan Johnston catches that ball on the bounce. Flips it to the Blue Jays bat boy. Bowen on third base. Chang on second. Dixon trying to drive him home. Now Bernal steps off the rubber. Here is the set. Here we go. 2-2. Dixon swings and belts one high in the air down the left field line. This ball doesn't have much carry on it after all, and it falls into the seats. Dixon really turning on that pitch hard. A guy who loves to go to the opposite field. Yanking that one down the line. Pulling it into the seats. So we will see another 2-2 pitch. Grant Cook waits on deck. Left fielder Santiago now quite a ways over to that left field line. Dixon waiting for the 2-2. Here's Bernal with the offering. It's outside for ball three. Darvin Garcia, it appears, has stopped throwing for now in the Marauders' bullpen. The set by Bernal, the 3-2 to Dixon. Breaking ball is outside for ball four. The bases are loaded. So a chance of redemption here for the Marauders with another bases-loaded situation. They weren't able to capitalize last inning. They'll try and do some damage and put a dent into that deficit here in the seventh. Small sample size. Grant Cook with runners in scoring position for the Marauders this season. Cook batting 222, 2 for 11. Time called. And a pitch clock violation called on Jonathan Bernal. Automatic ball one on Grant Cook. And catcher Juan Gonzalez can't believe it. Talking to Chad Westlake. Nothing's going to change, though. So it's 1-0 on Cook. Bases full, one gone. Here's the pitch. A fastball is low for ball two. Borderline pitch narrowly missing. Theoretically speaking, one could suddenly make it a two-run ball game. Let's see what happens here on 2-0. Bernal with the pitch. Cook swings and lifts this one to right center field. Playable for Sotolongo. He makes the catch. Tagging from third is Bowen. He's coming home. Throw goes in towards second base, and it's an easy sack fly off the bat of Grant Cook. The Marauders are back on the board here in the seventh inning. It's now 9-4. So a good job by Cook to bring home a run for Bradenton.
Now batting, number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Pretty smart decision there for Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder, come up throwing in the direction of third. Throw in into the cutoff man, shortstop to Castro, preventing Chang from taking the extra base there. Makes it first and second for Rodolfo Nolasco, two away. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside for ball one. In motion right before that pitch was Chang. It was a little start and stop, though. Chang on second. Brendan Dixon on first base. 1-0 pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco. Fastball low. Jonathan Bernal finding himself frequently behind in the count. Two-run double in the first inning for Nolasco. Produced the first two Marauders runs of the night. Trying to tack on some more here in the seventh. The 2-0. He takes low and inside for ball three. Incredibly close. 3-0 count for Rodolfo Nolasco. Pitchers on both sides of the diamond having trouble locating over these past couple of innings now. Nolasco awaits a 3-0. Here it is from Bernal, a fastball right down the pipe. That's called strike one. Nolasco getting ready to hit on 3-1 with two aboard, two outs. Here is the 3-1 offering. Nolasco swings and misses strike two. That one looked to be right around the strike zone, but he couldn't put it in play. Now, big spot here on first and second will be in motion. That'll give him a head start. If Nolasco can put it in play, that very well could score both runners. Here's the pitch. Runners go. Nolasco takes outside for ball four, and the bases are reloaded. This baseball game is bananas. Here's Josiah Dixon, and here also is Blue Jays manager Donnie Murphy. Looks like that may be it for Yonatan Bernal. There has been some action in the Blue Jays bullpen with a left-hander throwing, and there is the call. Bernal departs with the bases loaded and two outs for the Marauders, with the tying run waiting in the on-deck circle. We'll step aside, come back briefly, and tell you more about the new pitcher for the Blue Jays here in Dunedin. 9-4 Jays lead here at the top of the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is left-hander Soanny Martinez. And he inherits a bases-loaded two-out situation for the Marauders. Pitchers on both teams have struggled mightily with locating their pitches over the last couple of innings. Blue Jays have put up back-to-back four-run innings in the fifth and sixth. They lead 9-4. Marauders, though, hanging tight, and they're trying to chip away here. One run the top of the fifth inning. One run at the top of the sixth inning, one run so far here in the seventh, and now trying to capitalize on this bases-loaded two-out spot here in the seventh inning. Josiah Dixon, the batter, facing the new lefty, Soanny Martinez. Left-hander sets. He's been reliable out of the Jays' pen this season. The pitch to Dixon. Inside, he hits the deck, and that didn't quite hit him. Dixon more losing his balance than bailing out of the way. As that ball somehow bends around him. Nasty breaking ball misses its mark by quite a wide margin. 14 appearances on the season for Martinez, 3.26 ERA, 27 strikeouts over 19 and a third innings. Opponents batting 179. The 1-0, balk called on Soanny Martinez, and he is stunned. Base umpire Trey Ward made the call, so coming in to score on the balk from third is Sung Jae Chang. Brendan Dixon up to third, and Rodolfo Nolasco on to second base. I think that was the classic case of not coming to a complete stop in the set position with his hands. So the Marauders are now within four. It's a 9-5 ball game. And the 1-0 to Dixon. Fastball too high for ball two. This game is turning into one of the messiest. The pause. Left-hander kicks and deals. 2-0. Dixon looks at a fastball strike. Josiah Dixon, seventh hitter in the order. 0-3 tonight. Brendan Dixon, leading runner on third base here for the Marauders, with Rodolfo Nolasco behind him. Martinez fires the 2-1. Off-speed pitch outside. Snap throw to third base. Dixon dives in safely. Good arm there by Gonzalez. Brendan Dixon really not straying all that far from the bag. Count is 3-1 on Josiah Dixon. He waits. Here's Martinez with a 3-1. Dixon swings through the fastball and misses. Marauders still with a big opportunity here. Two in scoring position with two outs. Now trailing by just four runs. Martinez set above the belt. The 3-2, Dixon swings and pokes a ground ball right side. Past the diving second baseman, Rivas. Dixon scores from third. Scoring behind him is Nolasco. Two-run single for Josiah Dixon. And the Marauders are within two runs. Josiah Dixon comes through in the clutch. A seeing eye single through the right side of the infield. Just past the diving attempt of Jose Rivas, who almost was able to knock it down. So back and forth it goes. This game's momentum swinging and swaying in all sorts of different directions tonight. Here's Norquis Marcos at the plate representing the tying run. The pitch inside almost hits him. Zach Fly, run scoring balk. Now a two-run single here in the seventh by Josiah Dixon. The inning has turned into a mighty shaky one for the Blue Jays. Martinez sets on the third base side of the rubber, the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Marcos in front of the breaking ball. Marcos 0-2 with a walk tonight. Playing in his 12th game for the Marauders this season. Marcos asks for time, steps out of the box. Coming into this game, hitting just 125 on the season. Is 0-2 tonight, dropping that average down to 118. He awaits the 1-1. Martinez slowly comes set. Runner breaks on the high leg kick. Swing and a miss by Marcos. Throw to second is not in time. Josiah Dixon steals it. His first steal of the year. Catcher Gonzalez having to work around Marcos there a little bit, but no interference called. So Josiah Dixon swipes his first bag of the season. He's in a scoring position. A base hit here could bring the Marauders within one all of a sudden. Martinez looks at second, Dixon dancing, the 1-2 pitch. Marcos swings and fouls it back this way. Ricochets off the window just off to our right. That's right over the head of Chris Valentine, radio voice of the Blue Jays. Chris, wave a flag or something out the window if you're okay. 1-2 on Marcos with a man on second. Martinez, the left-hander, kicks and delivers, and Marcos lays off high for ball two. Marcos is the eighth Marauders batter this inning. This coming after the Blue Jays sent nine men to the plate in the fifth and seven in the sixth inning. Here comes the set. Dixon off second base. Soanny Martinez looking back there a long time. 2-2. Marcos swings and pops it up shallow left. Potential trouble here as this one is caught and foul ground by the left fielder Santiago, calling off his two infielders and the four runs, and they're back within two. It's 9-7 Dunedin. Time to stretch here at TD Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd.
Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We got ourselves a ball game again here in Dunedin. Jomar Hernandez leads out for the Blue Jays. Bottom of the seventh, fouls the first pitch. Enter Johan Montero, who got racked up for four runs last inning, is back to the mound in relief for the Marauders. He winds up and deals the 0-1. There's a swing and a foul back again. Count quickly 0-2 on the Blue Jays' first baseman, Jomar Hernandez. For those just recently joining us, we'll give you the inning-by-inning totals momentarily. 0-2, Hernandez takes outside, ball one. For the Blue Jays, one run in the third, four in the fifth inning, four in the sixth inning. For the Marauders, two in the first, one in the sixth, and four in the seventh. Was a six-run deficit, now the Marauders trail by two. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball up the middle, shortstop Chang to his glove side, fields it, throws to first, all in one fluid motion, and Chang beautifully takes care of the first out of the inning.
Third baseman, number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Angel Del Rosario, 0-3. We'll bat next. Montero, right-hander, winds up and tosses. Del Rosario swings and lifts it to right field. Randy Romero jogging in, coming in, and he makes the catch, calling off his second baseman, Jarvis. Two quick outs here in the seventh.
Shortstop, number 11, Raquel Ben, De Castro.
As for how the Marauders got their four runs in the top of the seventh, it was a sack fly to right field by Grant Cook, a run-scoring balk by Blue Jays lefty Soenny Martinez, and a two-run single by Josiah Dixon. Here's a windup in the pitch to Raquel Ben, De Castro. First one rides high, ball one. Third game of the six-game series. Marauders trailing 9-7 here in the home half of the seventh inning. The 1-0, De Castro lays off high. Bradenton winners the first two games of the set, 4-2 yesterday, 5-4 on Tuesday night. The 2-0, De Castro lays off low and outside for ball three. And again, the Marauders in search of their third consecutive win, something they have not accomplished. 3-0 from Montero. Down the middle, a fastball strike. Furthermore, the Marauders looking for a series win here in Dunedin. That has not happened in that same time frame. 3-1 pitch. Swinging at a pop foul behind home plate. Headed toward the parking lot. Montero one strike away from a clean seventh inning after seeing seven men come to the plate in a four-run sixth against him. Here is the 3-2 to De Castro. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Strike three. Just what Montero and the Marauders bullpen needed. We are through seven here in Dunedin. Blue Jays 9, Marauders 7. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseball. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Begin the eighth inning by a pitch upstairs from left-hander Sueni Martinez to Randy Romero. Next pitch in a similar spot for ball two. Quick working left-hander Sueni Martinez, second man out of the bullpen. Make that the third man out of the bullpen for the Jays tonight. 2-0 to Romero is on the inside corner, a strike. Romero is 0-3, looking to extend a four-game on-base streak, matching his season high. The 2-1. Romero swings and skies this one fairly deep center field. Brown going back, turning over his shoulder, leaping up and making the catch on the warning track. Randy Romero gives it a ride, but Desan Brown, smooth and quick center fielder, able to flag it down just shy of the wall.
Second baseman, number 7, Mike Jarvis.
Back to the top of the order with Mike Jarvis. 0-3, hit by a pitch. Blue Jays 9, Marauders 7 here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. And not sure if it's an illusion from these LED lights around the stadium or what, but it's looking to be a little bit of a misty night around here. Wind up and the pitch. Jarvis swings, pops it foul. Out of the park behind home plate. I don't believe I've ever seen lights like these. The LED lights here at the stadium are pointed down onto the field. They don't have any lights that are pointing straight ahead. Here's the 0-1. That's at the knees. Good looking off speed from Martinez for strike two. I wonder if there is some sort of city lighting ordinance of some kind. Small community of Dunedin. Things almost completely dark around this ballpark right now. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Jarvis on a changeup. Two outs quickly for Bradenton here in the eighth.
Number 2, Jace Bowen.
Now Jace Bowen, 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. He has scored twice. He'll bat for the fifth time tonight. Martinez, the windup and the offering. Swinging a liner into right field by Bowen, and that hangs up long enough for Andreo Sotolongo to make the catch, and the Marauders are retired quickly here in the eighth. On the home half, Dunedin 9, Bradenton 7. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit Bradenton.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
On to pitch the eighth inning for the Marauders. Right-hander Wilkin Ramos, native of the Dominican Republic, comes on to face 8-9-1 in the Dunedin lineup. Spencer Smith back with you from TD Ballpark in Dunedin, just north of St. Pete in Clearwater. Blue Jays catcher Juan Gonzalez leads off the inning. Tonight he's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Ramos over the head windup and the pitch high and inside. The ball flies to the backstop. Ramos can be wild at times. Brings some nasty stuff, though. He will strike out plenty of guys. 24 strikeouts in 21 innings. ERA at 5.14 over 14 appearances. A whip of 2. 1-0 pitch. Fastball over the outside corner, a strike. Command has been an issue at times. Hits have been a problem at times. For Wilkin Ramos, opponents hitting 287 against him. 1-1, fastball in there for strike two. Ramos last Thursday in Fort Myers struck out 4 in an inning and a third, so all 4 of his outs coming via strikeout. That matched his season high. His 1-2, Gonzalez takes high for ball 2. Blue Jays had a couple of back-to-back four-run innings in the fifth and sixth. Marauders kept pace with a four-run seventh. It's a two-run contest. 2-2. Swing and a high liner shot foul, right field line. We'll do it again. Ramos originally signed with the Oakland A's. Pitched one season in their organization, 2018 in the DSL. Came to the Pirates in 2019. Melton fouls this one back. Lots of arms and legs from this tall, lanky right-hander come at opposing hitters. Ramos listed at 6'5", 165 pounds. Comes at you with a relatively low three-quarters arm slot. Here he is with a 2-2 yet again. Breaking ball, check swing by Gonzalez. No, he did not go. Very close. Trey Ward making the call from down the first baseline on the appeal. So Gonzalez faces a full count now. Ramos with the payoff. It is swung on in line foul into the seats down the right field line. So we will see a ninth pitch of this at bat. Ramos winds up and tosses the 3-2. Swing and a bouncing ball hit weakly to third. Charging. Marcos, throw to first. He makes the play in time. What a play by Norquis Marcos. A couple of wild throws earlier in the game that contributed to those Blue Jays rallies. But Marcos right there on this last play showing how capable he is of anchoring down a strong defensive third base. Well done by Norquis Marcos. One away here in the eighth inning. Next up, Jose Rivas. The pitch. Low and outside, nowhere close. That skips to the backstop. Marauders trying to keep the Blue Jays close, within two runs at the moment. The 1-0. Rebus swings, fouls it back. That backstop screen is getting peppered with foul balls tonight. Ramos with the 1-1 offering. Comes too far inside and it hits him. Rivas trying to lunge out of the way. Ends up taking a glancing blow though. And Ramos will have to face at least one base runner here. Marauders pitching is... That was a 3-up, 3-down seventh by Johan Montero. Here's Desan Brown, leadoff hitter in the order for the Jays. One out, runner on first. Ramos kicks high and deals. First pitch, a fastball strike. And Heater coming in at 93. Ramos can pump it up to 97. He's got a live arm. Ready at the belt, here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, pulled on the ground toward third, a foul. Donnie Murphy grabs it. Blue Jays skipper up with it cleanly. Flips it to a Marauders player in the dugout. Ramos ahead, 0-2. Desan Brown, a disciplined hitter, though. Won't chase very much. He's choking up an inch on the bat. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, misses high. Marauders tonight, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. The Blue Jays, 9 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The 1-2, runner goes, pitches, taken for strike 3, throw to second by Cook, is not in time. Oh, man, Jose Rivas narrowly beats it out on the feet first slide. And steals his fourth bag of the year. Ramos, however, gets the strikeout looking on Desan Brown. And here's the man who has been a handful for Marauders pitching tonight, Glenn Santiago. Santiago is 2-for-3 with 3 runs batted in. Here's the set, righty on righty with a man on second and 2 outs. Pitch by Ramos. A fastball swung on, line down the right field line. A foul ball. Santiago seeing the ball extraordinarily well tonight. Would be key for Ramos to strand that runner on second base and keep this game as close as possible. Looking ahead to the ninth inning, the Marauders have 3, 4, and 5 in their order coming up. The 0-1. Fastball drilled on another liner, right field line, this time into the seats, out of play. Fastball cranked up to 96 that time by Ramos. That's Chang, Brendan Dixon, and Cook. 3, 4, and 5 the order for the Marauders coming up in the top of the ninth inning. The 0-2 from the right-hander, high and inside. Glenn Santiago backed off the plate on that high and inside fastball, that time reaching 97 on the radar gun. Jose Rivas at second base was hit by a pitch, just stole second. Ramos looks back that way. The 1-2, breaking ball, check swing by Santiago. And Marauders appeal, no go. High leverage spot here for Wilkin Ramos. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball at the knees for strike 3, but hold on a second, Santiago wants to challenge it. Call is upheld, strike 3, the inning is indeed over. Blue Jays get nothing, but the Marauders face their final chance at the play in the ninth inning, trailing 9-7 here at TD Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPency Plumbing Pools. Visit them at www.lapenceplumbing.com.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Ninth inning here in Dunedin. Marauders trailing by two. It begins with a called strike on Sung Chae Chang. Left-hander Soeni Martinez back for more work out of the Blue Jays' bullpen. His windup and the 0-1 pitch. Chang takes a breaking ball for strike two. Marauders 7 runs, 9 hits. Blue Jays 9 runs, 12 hits. Marauders with a opportunity for a comeback bid here, looking for their third straight win. They're going to need a heck of a rally, though. Soeni Martinez steps off the rubber, and he is called for a pitch clock violation. Ball one. Count 1-2 on Sung Chae Chang. Lefty's wind up and the pitch. Chang checks his swing at a breaking ball outside. He did not go around. Good strength there to hold the bat back. County evens at 2-2. Chang will be followed by Brendan Dixon and Grant Cook this inning. 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, foul tipped into and out of the mitt of Gonzalez. He punches the air in frustration after not hanging on to that two-strike foul tip. Chang with a pair of doubles. He is 2-for-3 with a walk tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball misses too far inside, almost hits him. And Chang gets a 3-2 count. Next pitch is swung on, chopped foul. So Soeni Martinez working hard out of this Blue Jays bullpen. He has an inning and a third under his belt. Holding the Marauders scoreless so far. The 3-2, swinging a bouncing ball over the mound to the shortstop DeCastro from behind the bag. Throws to first, and Chang is out on a bang-bang play. Throw almost too high, but the first baseman, Jomar Hernandez, just able to keep his toe on the bag.
First baseman,
one away for the Marauders. Here is Brendan Dixon. He's 1-for-2, an RBI double, and a pair of walks. First pitch is way outside to Dixon. Ball one. Bases empty, one gone. Bradenton trailing by two here in the ninth inning. Martinez rocks and deals the 1-0. Fastball there for a strike. Working quickly, left-hander with a 1-1. Dixon swings and grounds one weakly to the second baseman, Rivas. He scoops it up, throw to first. On the money, in time. Two away, the Marauders down to their last out.
Catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
It's up to Grant Cook to keep this thing alive. We'll see what he can do here. Base is empty and two gone. Here's the pitch by Martinez. Cook swings and fouls it straight back. Marauders came in tonight looking for their third straight win, and they're one out away from having those hopes dashed. Here comes Martinez, the windup and the 0-1 toss. Cook swings, and it's a high pop-up, third base side. This is headed to the seats, out of play. Grant Cook and the Marauders down to their final strike tonight here in Dunedin. So Eddie Martinez, the windup. 0-2 pitch. Cook swings in, gets a piece of it, fouling it back right on top of the roof over our heads. Goes clanking around and rolling around up there. Marauders trailing by just two runs. Here's the 0-2 again from Martinez. Cook takes low for ball one. Fans not digging the no call. On deck should we get to him, Rodolfo Nolasco. Two-run double in the first inning of this one. Martinez 1-2 pitch. Cook takes strike three up in the zone, and Cook wants to challenge it and hold on a second. Plate umpire Chad Westlake waves to the press box, but that's it. The call is upheld. Game over, and the Marauders still denied a chance at a third straight win. Marauders still lead the series 2-1 as the Blue Jays celebrate across the center of the diamond. And we'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro 40s and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, where the Marauders lose a close one and a wild one by the final score of 9-7. Here's how tonight's game went down. Top of the first inning, the Marauders jumped out to a promising start. A two-run double off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco, and that lead held up for quite a while. Blue Jays struck back with a run in the bottom of the third inning. That came via a sac fly to right field by Glenn Santiago. But the Blue Jays struck big time with a four-run fifth inning off of Po-Yu Chin. He finished with a career-high tying, five runs allowed over four and two-thirds, as the Blue Jays took that 5-2 lead with their four-run fifth inning. After the Marauders got a run back in the sixth inning, that came on an RBI double, left the bases loaded in that sixth inning, and then saw the Blue Jays trample all over them again with a second consecutive four-run rally. The score at that point stood 9-3 Dunedin. Marauders hung tough, though. They made it a close game again with a four-run rally of their own. That saw a sac fly to right field by Grant Cook, a run-scoring balk committed by Jonathan Bernal, and then a two-run single off the bat of Josiah Dixon that trickled into right field. Marauders came within two, but they would not come any closer. They were held scoreless in the eighth and ninth innings as the Blue Jays take this one, a final score of 9-7. Here are the totals in this game. For the Marauders, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and the Marauders stranded 7 base runners. For the Blue Jays, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and they stranded a total of 5 base runners and went 7-for-12 with men in scoring position. Winning pitcher in this game is Yonatan Bernal. The loss goes to Po Yu Chen. Time of game, 2 hours and 59 minutes in front of a crowd of 297 here at TD Ballpark at Dunedin. It was 89 degrees and mostly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 29-36 on the season. That's how they wrap up the first half. And with their win, the Blue Jays improved to 28-38. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll tell you the Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Marauders postgame show continues at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game. And even despite the Marauders' loss, plenty of good choices in there for a Marauders player of the game. Many men with two hits in the contest. We're going to give this one to Rodolfo Nolasco, however. A two-run double in the first inning set a good tone early on. Nolasco, who had been struggling lately, ends up collecting two hits in the game. And despite that key double, the Marauders fall tonight. But Nolasco, for his efforts tonight, is this evening's Marauders player of the game. Series continues tomorrow with another 6:30 p.m. game time. Marauders for tomorrow's game will send righty Carlos Jimenez to the mound. He'll be opposed by right-hander Dayan Santos, one of the top prospects on this Dunedin roster. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15 p.m. You can listen live online, as always, at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score tonight in Dunedin. Dunedin Blue Jays 9 and the Marauders 7. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from TD Ballpark in Dunedin.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.